Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call and leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming show in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on August 30th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Ellery. I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
Oh, how are things by the bay?
Oh, they're good. It's a really nice day for the summer.
Well, I'm so glad to hear it. So it's freezing. And what do you do there?
I graduated from college a year ago, so I just got a job at a marketing consulting firm.
Yeah. What did you major in college? What's your degree in?
Oh, I majored in art and art history.
Really?
You know, remember Renoir's Girl with a Hoop and Girl with a Bucket? You know those paintings?
Yeah.
Was that his daughter?
Oh, I don't know.
She had one chance to use
it. Yeah, I know.
4 years of college. There you go.
Ellery, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each of them. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yep.
Here we go. Here's your first limerick.
I am skinny and lithe as a sprinter, because the frost is a good gene imprinter. Dad took off his fleece. Now I won't be obese, because my parents conceived me in...
winter.
Yes! A new scientific study indicates that if you have sex in the winter, the children you might conceive are going to be at a lower risk for obesity. Now, I stress the conception part. If your children are already born, it will not help. Unless they walk in on you, in which case they'll lose their appetite. So, yeah, it works out either way.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Apparently, sex in cold weather produces a certain kind of tissue which gets passed on to your offspring and helps fight obesity.
Real quick, speaking of conception, Bill, can you say your opening line where you said, hey there, ovaries, again? Can you say that? Say it again.
Hey there, ovaries.
I just feel like that is the greatest fertility treatment known to man.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Bill is
3 million women just immediately started ovulating. Yeah. Just boom.
Oh, they better not have. They're going to have fat kids.
All right, Ellery, here is your next limerick.
Like us humans, our dogs like to judge. Once they're slighted, they balk and won't budge. Since they don't live in packs, they'll just keep talking smack. Wolves forgive, but a dog holds a...
grudge.
Yes, dogs hold grudges. Researchers studied the difference between how dogs and wolves make up with each other after a fight. And it turns out that modern dogs find it much harder to forgive their friends. With one petty bitch in the study saying, quote, saying, quote, I don't like Lassie. Too proud. She thinks she can see color. This is interesting, because wolves, it turns out, they live in packs, so they have to learn to forgive each other after fights. But dogs just live with us, so they just learn to use pouty eyes as psychological warfare.
That makes sense to me, that dogs like have a sense of retribution, you know?
Yeah.
And then cats are just for no reason.
Exactly. Here is your last limerick.
A cute princess deserves a cute king. Since I'm not, wealth may soften the sting. I'm about to propose so the carat count rose. Because I'm ugly, I'll need a big...
ring.
Yes, very good. According to a study by Western Oregon University, the size of an engagement ring that women expect is related in inverse proportion to their partner's looks. Meaning, the less attractive the man, the bigger and more expensive the ring. Men with faces made for radio need to buy a huge rock, but if he's a 10, he can propose with a Funyun.
Wow.
I'm going to have to hit up the IMF for a loan.
Yeah, I know. Bill, how did Ellery do in our quiz?
Ellery did just great with all three right. Now you can get out of the street, Ellery.
Congratulations, Ellery. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Put your hands up in the club.